There's nothing worse when you say something funny and someone says it louder and gets the laugh.
Yeah.
Hey, if you win, you win, you know?
One time I did that to myself. I said something that I thought was kind of funny, and it was in a group, but no one heard it because whatever. And then so I just waited a beat for the conversation to die down. I said it again louder. It hit. Everyone laughed. But then one guy next to me was like, didn't you just say that?
Oh, and I, get him out of here.
And I killed him with my gun. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, this is why I bring this thing.
Party God. Hi, guys. I'm Elle Parker.
And I'm Devin Young.
And this is Party God. Woo! Today, we have a very special guest. His name is Robert Schultz. He's a stand-up comedian, podcaster, and you know him from his reels that are so funny.
Yeah. Sweet boy. Aggressive boy.
Yeah. Really interesting party takes that... His score went down. I'll just say that now. But hey, he was so funny and great.
Spoiler.
You know, I got to let him know, give him a warning. But he was so funny. And yeah, he was just such a great guest. I really like this episode.
Yeah, Lou heavy episode too, if you're a dog fan.
I know, lots of Lou. And yeah, I feel like we kind of entered a flow state, which is really sick.
Just bragging on the pod. I just felt like we were really
I just felt like we were really
tapped
good.
In and funny.
I feel like we were really funny.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I'm really excited for you guys to watch this.
Yeah, me too.
All right, guys, here's our episode with Robert.
Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, Robert. Thanks so much for coming on Party God.
Oh, my God. Thanks so much for having me on Party God.
Of course.
Yeah, and thanks for coming.
I know.
So we start each episode with a Party God score, which is a predictive score, what we think you are right now as a Party God. And then by the end, when we hear your stories, we give you another score. Could go up, could go down.
Yeah.
Exactly. You've been doing this part lately. I haven't done this in a while.
I know. Good job.
Yeah, thank you.
You really nailed it, Devin. Well, I want to say 7 because I think you're really funny and charming, mm-hmm. but I feel like I could see you either going, like, you might have some secret crazy stories that I want to unpack. And yeah.
Would the crazy stories make that 7 go up or go down?
Depends if they're evil stories or not. Yeah,
it could really go either way.
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is like a high pressure environment you've created.
Yeah. Thank you.
A lot of podcasts are like, we're chill. We're just having a conversation. Here you're like, we're scoring you first and then you earn a different score. And I love that.
Yeah. We think this is the most stressful podcast that you should ever do.
I mean, my heart rate's through the roof.
Oh, good. That's what
so
we
happy to be here.
Yeah.
I'm going to, which camera is it?
That one.
This is your closest.
Oh, perfect. In case I want to flea bag it a little bit.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, we love flea bagging.
A plea to the audience.
Exactly. So what's your like vibe at a party? Like what's your normal? Are you dancing? Are you by the food? Are you just drinking, yelling? What's your vibe?
Generally speaking, I'm posting up in a corner and trying to have a one-on-one interaction and then cycling through that one-on-one interaction. So me in a group is like at the periphery talking to one other person in the group. Mm. To be really honest, and this is maybe the wrong podcast for me, but I really don't thrive in a party environment. I thrive in a dinner of 3 to 5 people.
That's beautiful. Well, still a party.
If you count that as a party, then I crush. I crush in a dinner environment of 3 to 5 people.
Okay. So you're more of the intimate vibe. You like to really connect.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I guess I'm maybe just like a deep person, like a deep thinker.
What's that like?
Huh?
What's that like?
It's a burden. Oh. I don't think, honestly, I don't think it's for most people.
We should look into it.
Yeah, no, I've never done that normally. I've never connected with people in a vulnerable way before.
Yeah, so that's me at a party. I say my vibe is I connect with people in a really vulnerable way.
Hello. Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, it's beautiful. You need that at a party because you can't just have all people just like having surface interactions. You really do look for the person who's like, hey.
Yeah.
Let's dive into this together.
This wasn't a party, but I was like waiting outside a show earlier this week. And I was just like, it was like the audience hadn't been let in yet. And I didn't know anyone there. And I was standing on the edge. And then multiple people came up to me saying, hey, I don't really know anyone here. And they introduced themselves to me. So it was like, I became kind of like a lighthouse for people who didn't know anyone else.
Oh, that's beautiful.
And it did feel kind of nice. Because I didn't know anyone there either, but it felt like it was nice that I was very inviting.
I think that's Party God energy. When people are like looking to you because you have a warm, inviting energy and you're like, yeah, I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because like party demon would be someone who's like, ugh, like I don't want to talk to you or.
Yeah.
You
know,
so.
Damn, party demon sounds cool as hell.
You think party demon is simply dismissive? I think party demon's like, oh, you respect me. I'm going to abuse that power. Like you're looking to me. I'm going to lead us astray.
I know. Yeah. You really could have taken it either way.
I really could have cut them down to size a little bit. Kind of mocked them.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't have friends here?
Oh, actually, I know a lot of people here. So interesting that you don't.
Just make them ever like regret ever being like vulnerable or like...
You thought you had a friend.
Yeah. Someone comes up, they're like, I actually don't know anyone here. And I'm like, yeah, we all could tell. We were just talking about that. You're the last one to verbalize that in this
room.
Why
are you here?
Yeah, you should go. You should really go. That's going to be my new party energy whenever someone, no matter what they say to me at a party, I'm like, huh, you think this is the space for you? You might want to just leave. Just
don't validate anyone ever.
Just start asking people like, do you want me to get you an Uber?
No, you're being really weird and everyone thinks so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, just kind of walk up like, hey, what's going on? Just seems like you're not really fitting in here.
Not fitting in here.
This just really seems like it's not really your scene.
You seem really uncomfortable. Like scared.
Yeah. You seem like you seem scared. And they're like, I'm not scared. I'm like, you really seem scared and you should be.
They've just moved here from like Michigan. Like, like taking their first like improv classes. Yeah.
Is this how people act at parties in Michigan? Not in LA. You're in Hollywood now.
Hey, babe.
You're in Hollywood. That's me at a party. I'm always saying stuff like, babe, you're in Hollywood now. And we do not act like this.
What are your catchphrases at a party?
That's so tight. Yo, hell yeah. That's all I say. Sick.
Lou, get out here.
Whoa.
You party demon lately. She's not getting enough attention.
Dog is a party demon.
She is.
She's not getting enough attention lately.
I'm like, the dog messes my mic. Yeah. That's my catchphrase at a party. Dog messed with my mic again.
Like, why is she always saying that?
Yeah, no, I say like the same three things. I'm just like, oh, hell yeah, man.
And you know what, though? Like, you realize like, when you're at a party, like, you only want to hear one of those three things.
No, so true.
If I say something and someone says, oh, hell yeah, man, I'm like, damn, I killed that.
Yeah.
Sorry, your dog almost tried to mess with my mic. And
get
I was like,
the
I would have insisted.
Get the hell out of here.
I would have insisted.
He's the last person that you want to mess with.
Mess with a mic on a podcast? That is kind of where I draw the line.
Lou, lay down.
Lou, go lay down.
I'm kidding.
She's a little needy right now because she's been at the sitter for the last several weeks while I was traveling.
Mm-hmm. Jetson.
Partying.
Our dog was at a dog hotel, not a sitter dog hotel.
Period.
And then like middle of the day, like 2 days after like we'd been gone, we get a call and they just call to be like, oh, your dog's doing well in his solo time and also in group. And I'm kind of like, you actually don't need to call me for that.
Solo time and group.
Yeah, it's like, because obviously I'm assuming the dog's dead, obviously, immediately. I'm like, yeah,
of course.
I don't need it. I'm going to assume the dog's okay. Unless you call me.
No, yeah. He's like really bonding with the others and like he's showing real leadership, which is like really
Your
cool
dog's
here.
Party score is through the roof over here at the dog hotel. Just want to let you know. We gave him a 7 initially. It's up to a 9.
Yeah, he didn't mess with any of the mics either.
He didn't mess with any of the mics.
All the other dogs are like looking to him for like camaraderie and like to fit in. Like they're like
real leader vibe, real leader of the pack. That's what you want to hear. They're like, yeah, your dog's a total pussy. Like,
yeah. Had a weird dog.
Like, he just got here from Michigan kind of vibe. Yeah.
Did you bring this dog from Michigan?
Yeah. Your dog signed up for Improv 101 and keeps talking about it. All the other dogs have completed 401. They're on Herald teams. Hi, your dog's the only one here who's not on a Herald team. Just want to let you know that.
So
just so you know, though. Like, just so you know.
I used to work at one of those like dog kennels when I was in high school. That was my first job, is like waking up at six in the morning and cleaning all the shit out of the kennels. And they called it a dog hotel, but it was like so,
dog hostel.
Like it was a hostel vibe. Like, it was dark energy. And you would like pay like extra money for your dog to get playtime, but they wouldn't let us actually play with them. They'd be like, go out on the run, but like don't like, you know, because they were just like, it was like crazy. Like
people were paying extra for neglect.
And they were like pay extra for like pool time, and they were like, go just throw it in the pool.
Toss it in the pool, let it swim around for a few minutes.
If it drowns a little, that's fine.
Yeah.
It'll figure it out.
You have to pay extra to keep it from drowning.
Yeah. We have a drowning fee, so you might want to get that one. If you're getting pool, you might want to get that one too.
I made $7.15 an hour.
$7.15? That's not even a McChicken.
That was minimum
what
wage.
State?
That was minimum wage in Georgia.
Dude, Georgia.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's probably still
nothing. Yeah, I saved dogs from drowning for a smooth $7.15 an hour. Yeah, it's a living, you know.
Someone's got to do it.
Yeah. it's crazy that this is also like, I am kind of like how disassociating slightly as you say that, because when we dropped the dog off at the dog hotel, the two employees were like very like cool girls with tattoos.
Oh.
And I remember thinking like, oh, this is great. The dog's in great hands. It's only cool girls working here. I bet they're having a great time.
Oh,
peek no. behind the curtain.
No, absolutely.
They're tossing your dog in the water.
They're just drop kicking the dog into the pool.
Dog keeps like trying to let you write you letters from the cell.
No, I don't trust hot girls with a dog. You need like a big burly man,
no,
I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Hot girls, they're not doing anything. They're
that's
on my phone.
That's a very specific brand of misogyny I might be able to get on board with. I'm never trusting
she's got
a hot
lot
girl
of,
with
she's
my
got a
dog.
Lot of she's got, yeah.
A man knows a dog.
Only a man knows a dog.
Those cats. We could have the girls take
sure,
care.
Sure, woman terrain. Yeah.
Cats are for girls, dogs are for boys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Easy.
Yeah.
Well, and I've always said that.
And that's
and that's Party God.
And that's Party God. At Party God, cats are for girls and dogs are for boys.
Hey. At Party God, women know their place.
Hey, mm-hmm, we do.
In the midst.
And it's with the cats.
And it's with the cats. At the party.
Yeah, at the party.
If there's a dog at the party, that ain't me.
What do you guys feel like when people bring their dogs to a party? What's the vibe?
No. Profoundly negative. Well, but I'll go second.
I feel like I don't know why everyone's bringing their dog everywhere all of a sudden. I'm eating my food at a restaurant. There's some dog coughing next to me. Like, I don't think so.
Coughing?
Coughing.
They got their sick dog at the restaurant. I'm trying to enjoy my meal.
Yeah, I'm trying to enjoy a meal. Your dog's puking up blood on the floor. Yeah. Why is everyone bringing their sick dogs everywhere? No, I was at Target, and there was a lady who brought her dog to Target. I'm like, no.
Like, you need your dog with you.
You don't.
You don't.
Well, also, it's like, okay, all right, two things. One, it makes me feel like, am I a bad pet owner for not bringing my dog to Target? And I'm like, well, no, now it's like this power dynamic. Like, I'm like abusing my dog because I don't bring it into the store with me.
You're a bad pet owner for putting your dog in that kennel.
Yeah.
Like,
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Look, dogs crave the fluorescence, so they really want to be in that right environment.
Yeah.
So.
Your dog doesn't even also target, like Target and stores, it's all beeps. It's all beeps and clanking. Yeah. It's like, your dog hates that.
Overstimulated. No, it's selfish.
Lou likes it. That's her kind of autism, though. She likes the little beeps.
Dog autism?
Yeah.
Dog
I think
autism,
it depends on the dog. Target.
The way you disagree, the way that you're clearly like, you should be able to bring your dog wherever.
I know. Well, that's a dog owner.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the dog. If they're like chilling, they're not running around, knocking shit over, they know they have manners. Mm-hmm.
You're describing a dog that's never existed. I think that's maybe the problem is like, I would agree with you, but that dog hasn't ever existed ever.
Look, you guys want to see Lou's like trick when I take her? I used to take her as a bar to babies because I wanted to socialize her really early. Lou,
yeah.
Come here. This may not be like great for, would you come here, please? I'm trying to show you off.
Oh my God.
Sit like this, and we would sit like this, and she would fall asleep like
in my arms.
And I would be like, that dog is so cool because she would just drift to sleep. And
she looks very tense right now.
She
looks very stiff.
And you'll be doing this at a bar?
Yeah.
This is your party trick?
And then, why did I make her talk?
And she can't talk. She starts talking. But it's a miracle. Yeah.
That's what does it.
She's really looking at Robert right now for help.
Yeah.
And then that's why she was such a good dog at Little Secret events. She'd be chill and...
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's your party trick.
Yeah,
Robert, what's your party trick?
Huh?
What's your party trick?
My party
trick
is going up to people and being like, you see some chick brought her dog to the party? She's acting like her dog can talk. It's like, we all know it can't. That's my party trick.
I thought maybe if we just believed in her a little.
Well, I feel like all animals can't talk and they're just really playing hard to get with it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all know you can talk.
We lived in Miami for a little bit during COVID times. We worked at a DIY venue there that was at a plant nursery. Mm-hmm. And they would have these like, really special shows and like classical musicians come and play on the stage. Mm-hmm. And she, I think this is like cultural appropriation, but she like watched other dogs out there like learn to like husk coconuts. So she started doing it.
The dogs did?
Yeah. They would like, they're like coconuts growing everywhere and they'd be on the ground. And then she started like, she would do this like loudly like in front of like the classical band as they were like performing, like start husking a coconut. And I'm like, first of all, not our culture. You're not from here. And it's like, you, what do you want? You're like, you don't know what's in there. Like,
girl, what are you
what's
doing?
The goal? Yeah.
What are you doing husking coconuts, girl?
She'd go viral on TikTok for that, though. You missed your window.
You left a lot of money on the table.
You left
no money on the table. You left a lot of exposure on the table.
God damn it.
Yeah.
Which is better than money, I always say.
Period.
She's really falling asleep. She's slowly. I think I see her singing.
Oh, my God, girl.
I'm telling you.
Right,
we're at a party. All right, you want to go?
Queen.
The dog podcast.
Go to your bed. Go to your crate.
Okay.
I bet it must be kind of fun being in a crate sometimes. Like,
why not? A little cozy in there, a little nook.
Yeah, I might want to get some crate time, like a big human-sized crate.
Yes, like a cell.
I'll be a little mess. You're gonna get so many sex pests in your DMs.
Not in a sex way. Just in a, I need some alone time.
Yeah,
way.
Might be cool to get choked out in a crate. Not in a sex way.
Whoa, perverts.
Whoa.
Just getting choked out in a cage. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Just treat me like I'm a dirty dog.
Put a blanket over it. Put a blanket over the crate.
Good.
You know.
I hate when sex people get so weird about normal thoughts like that.
It's normal.
Yeah. I did see one time there was a birthday party at a bar.
Yeah.
And a girl showed up with her pit bull, and she walked up to me and she goes, you know, the person whose birthday party this is, they specifically told me not to bring my dog. That's the first thing she said. And then I'm like, well, now this is wrong on every level.
And now you're a part of it.
Well, now I'm like, it's like I'm in on the scheme. Yeah. Well, clearly she was going around to each individual person to kind of just normalize that she has the dog to like almost get everyone else's individual permission. Girl. So by the time the person whose birthday it was noticed, she's already gotten the party on board.
Everyone's on my side.
Yeah. Mm-mm. I've really, because I've talked to everyone one-on-one and they all said it's cool that my dog is.
I'm going to start doing that. No. If I ever do something wrong. Hey, by the way.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I brought a gun to the party. That's not weird, right? And I do that to everybody. And then
the police come. Yeah. Well, hey, everyone else said everyone's totally cool.
Yeah.
Hey.
Everyone said you're really weird. Everyone said your vibes are like super weird, like you're walking weird. What do you think is a big party foul someone can do at a party?
And well, that's a podcast foul. What I just did, that's a podcast foul.
What the hell?
Yeah. I mean, look, it goes without saying, but I do say breaking out a board game or any sort of game, always a foul.
Absolutely. Actually, people don't say that one.
No one says that. Yeah.
Really?
It's like we're having a good time talking and chatting.
Right.
Yeah.
And now we're supposed to play pretend.
Yeah.
Right. Plus, adults lately are really into these really involved board games. And I think a game should have no more than two rules. If it has more than two rules, that's not a game. That's a chore.
Yes.
Yeah. And I'm disassociating while they're telling the rules. Yeah. I'm lost.
Well, I'm plotting my escape, obviously.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Also, will I cheat? Maybe.
Yeah.
You got to win.
You gotta win every time.
I mean, if I'm playing the game, I'm gonna win. Yeah,
I'm gonna win. Like, I love that board games are about having fun and passing time, but for me, no, it's about winning.
It's about winning. Yeah. Well, also, I think if you would get mad at me for cheating, then you're already taking it too seriously. So it's like, but the me cheating is a test to see if this is really just a chill game or not.
Exactly.
Do you guys ever play the game BS?
The card game.
Oh, yeah.
I would always cheat at that. The key to cheating BS is like, I would always, if I would say like two jacks, but I would secretly put down four cards. So if anyone called me on it, that's BS, I would just pick up the first, like, I'd be like, look, no, it's two jacks. Oh. But I got rid of extra two cards.
Sleight of hand.
Okay, yeah. Magician. Huh? Dang, a magician.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Is that one of your party tricks?
Maybe that is. It's a very specific party trick.
Cheating.
Yeah. Does anyone want to play BS?
Anyone want to play BS? I'm walking around with a deck of cards. Yeah. That's why I hate when people break out a board game. I'm like, board game? I feel like everyone here wants to play a card game, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Everyone else is like, hey, the guy with the gun keeps trying to get us to play BS. Yeah.
What's the worst thing you've ever done at a party?
I mean, look, I do think it's just like, this is my move at parties. And again, maybe this is the wrong podcast. It's like, I just will go into a party. I will say hello to the host and then I'll leave right away. So I'll go in and almost like a slingshot out right away.
Damn,
I'll walk in, I'll say hello to the host, thank them. Oh my God, this is so cool. Thanks for having me. And then I will literally leave right then.
Why? Why even go?
Because I want to go. I want to be invited and I want to make an appearance and I want to be seen. But at the end of the day, I don't really want to be there.
That's the whole point, is to socialize and connect.
But I think this is the best version, because like a lot of times it's like, you've gotten FaceTime with me, your memories of me at the party. It's like, oh yeah, Robert was there. He said hi to me. And then it's like, I kind of eliminate any possibility of like doing anything weird or off-putting by leaving immediately.
Are you depressed?
Huh?
Are you okay?
Are you?
No. This is, I'm the happiest anyone's ever been.
I'm hearing a lot of worry about being perceived.
I think you should want to like connect. Like, we're social primates. We're like driven to connect and be a community, and you don't want to like stay and hang out with your other primates.
But isn't the primates. Okay, first of all.
The primates really want
to. Everybody knows I love to connect with fellow primates. Everybody knows that about me. So I'm a primate guy. So
Hey, I'm a primate guy.
But no, to me, isn't like the main connection that happens at a party just like going to the party? Isn't like the main thing?
It's, I mean,
like,
if you're riding there with friends at the car, yeah, there's an argument to be made there, or getting ready with friends. Yeah. But no, I think otherwise the connection is the connection you do at the party.
But is it talking, the getting to know people, the creating memories?
But I would say, like, at a party, realistically, like, the most powerful memories are when you arrive and when you leave, generally.
Those are the only memories you're making.
And that's what I'm saying. I've broken it down to a very efficient system.
Come on, but it's like when you go to dinner with a friend and you only go to dinner with them, so you're not creating memories. It's just catching up.
But you see, I would disagree, because I would think the dinner's better. Because the dinner, you can actually, like, have real takes and talk. Mm-hmm. Whereas a party, it's just like a series, essentially, of introductions. You introduce yourself to everyone individually at the party.
Not if you're doing a bit with people. Not if you're doing it the way we do it and make people do mischievous things.
Well, what sort of mischievous? Maybe I'm doing it wrong. So, like, what sort of bits do you do when you that keep you at a party for hours and hours and hours?
We're doing a party on January 8th. You have to come. Mm-hmm. And basically, we give people missions, like make three men kiss.
Mm-hmm. Make four men kiss.
It's a lot of perverted things we do. But, you know, it creates memories.
Yeah. So you're like our trick is we do sex trafficking. We say, hey, your trick is to get four guys here from Michigan trying to make it on an improv team and put them in the crate by the end of the night.
Forced to do anything they don't want to do. They would just have to leave the party.
They could just leave and then get banned for life from our party.
Yeah. The reason I just go, I greet, and then I leave is because I'm like, my deepest fear is like, what if this is the type of party where they're going to get me and three other guys to try to kiss? That's my fear. And it's been validated.
You see us like.
Yeah. Scoping out.
There he is. Get him.
Yeah. Whereas I show up, I literally say hi to the host and I'm genuinely happy to be there. And then I'm like, all right.
Will you get like a photo for proof?
Yes. Yes, I do. I'll do just that.
You don't deserve a photo. This, like, the photo is earned.
I already got one.
I already know that you're going to come to our party. I'm going to see you. You're going to say hi to us. And then I'm going to be like,
yeah.
Where is he?
And then you're going to see my Instagram story, and it's going to be me with a bunch of people in the background. And, like, I'm having a great time at the party.
Like, time of my life.
When having we're all hugging, like, you were there all night. Like, yeah. God damn it.
No. Having the time of my life. I'm so looking forward to January 8th. And I will be there. And I will have a photo on my Instagram story.
It's just one time I want you to try out the middle of a party.
I know.
The middle. Okay, the middle. We can be so good in the middle.
We challenge you to stay till the middle.
The middle.
Stay till just the middle.
You know what happens?
At least.
In the middle, there is a part where you're like, oh, like you run out of things to say maybe. Mm-hmm. Or there is like, and then that's where you get really creative. That's because you're forced to now get creative. Mm-hmm. And that's where really weird stuff happens. Really magical stuff happens.
That happened to me recently. It's what like happened? My friends had left. And then I was like, I guess I should go. My friends left. And then I was like, no. And then I just like walked into another room and I talked to people I'd never talked to before. And then I had this like amazing connection happen because I stayed. You gotta stay.
I mean, look, you're painting a very vivid picture. I'm also like, first of all, like, I feel like I feel like there also is the unspoken here where it's like, you're obviously cooler than me, right? That's a real thing. You entering a room of strangers is a different vibe than me entering a room of strangers.
No.
Me entering being like, I don't know anyone here. That's a different vibe than you being like, I don't know anyone here.
No, you just got to go up to them and be like, hey, what's up?
People have been mistaking you as cool lately, though. It's just like a whole other.
I'm going to be, if you two are not cool, then whom?
I'm not saying it. Look, there's just all these, I don't know, you know, I just didn't ask for this.
Oh, just because you learned those two cool catchphrases.
Yeah, hell yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's tight.
That's tight. That's tight.
Sick, man. It's
just because you learned the cool girl stands.
I'm just in my divine masculine right now.
Yeah,
look.
Yeah, damn it.
It's the coolest thing I've ever heard.
It just happened.
Just the coolest thing I've ever heard.
We
gotta clip this, obviously.
It's all tricks and mirrors. It's all tricks and mirrors.
Smoke and mirrors.
Yes.
Smoke and mirrors and tricks. You throw some tricks in there.
I have a magic trick the whole time. No. We gotta get some magic tricks on the pod. No. I think that's.
No.
We need more shtick.
You guys do need a little bit more shtick. Yeah.
Smoke bomb. For the audio podcast?
For the audio podcast. They love that. Yeah, but again, I'm like, you're saying that, again, I think that we play different roles at a party. I think that if you're alone at a party, you don't know anyone there, it's like you can go up to people and it's seen as like cool socialization. Whereas if I'm alone at a party and I don't know anyone there, people are going to see me in the corner and then they're going to think I'm like plotting an act of domestic terrorism or something. Just aesthetically, I think I think that me on my own, it kind of like aesthetically, it kind
that's
of
just
presents
the gun. That's just the gun. Like
the gun in your pocket.
It's only because you brought the gun. Like other,
The gun is whispering in your ear. You got to get rid of that gun.
No. The gun is what keeps it gives me respect. I am not getting rid of the gun. All right. It's just like, I think it's just different because like when like they see you at a party by yourself, like they feel very safe with you. They feel like they're in no danger from you. They see me in a party. I'm just standing in the corner just, hey, sipping a drink and holding my gun straight in the air. And for some reason.
The safety's on.
It's barely loaded.
Yeah, this white guy in a sweater with a gun. Yeah.
Also, it's like a lot of times when I bring a gun to the party, it only has one bullet. Because like, if I'm using this on anybody, it's going to be myself. And so it's not even a concern.
No, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, it is tight. It's tight.
Damn, should we get guns, Devin?
You hit me up with a gun at a party?
Well, I want that respect that you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I got gun lust.
Yeah, actually, you're right. I was going to immediately jump on that, but now my wheels are turning. Yeah.
Might be kind of good to stay strapped.
It might be. Also, once again, it's like because you two are very obviously cool girls. It's like cool girls with guns is liberal. Like it's one of those things where it's like gun ownership becomes so liberal when it's like cool girls in Silver Lake. Yeah. That's
true. And we're working at a dog hotel.
Yeah.
That's on the horseshoe
series. Yeah, sure. It goes all the way around. Yeah. There's no version of me owning a gun that's not like deeply conservative and scary, but it's like you two owning a gun would be deeply like, left wing.
No,
stop.
So true.
Let me bring my gun. So
like, tell me I'm chopped. Like,
yeah, please. With this gun?
Try to not give my number.
Who's chopped now?
Yeah. I'm like twirling it.
One of my earliest roommates in LA, it was like, they were strangers. I was like the third roommate who just moved in because they needed to fill a room. And it was just like this guy and this girl who was like a very cool girl. And then the guy was like, we got a lot of valuable stuff in here, but you know, that I have to keep in the safe. And of course, like, you know, your other roommate, like she's got her gun in the safe. And I laughed like she was joking. And then he was like, oh no, she's got a gun. And it didn't make me feel unsafe because like, she was like a very cool girl.
She ain't using it on me.
And I was like, that was awesome. But if someone's like, hey, yeah, my boyfriend just bought a gun. I'm like, this is, what state do you think you're in?
I'm terrified.
This is fascism.
Yeah. Do you think like if someone brought a gun to a party and it was like visible and we're in LA, like, do you think they would get kicked out?
You wouldn't. I might, or at least, you know, I would, except for I've got the gun and I'm kicking myself out.
Yeah. You'd show up. Hi, I have a gun. Thanks. Yep, thanks for
having me. I just want to let everyone know I've got a gun. And I'm going to take a picture for my Instagram story.
Everyone's like,
and we got a problem with that.
Smiling.
Yeah. So I'm going to show up to your party January 8th. I'm going to have a gun. I'm going to take a picture for my Instagram story and I'm going to leave.
God damn it.
And everyone in the background of my Instagram story is going to look so terrified.
You're like, hold on, let me do a four-way kiss. Who's going to kiss me?
I need four men to kiss. And then I'm going to get in the crate and it's not a sex thing.
I think people love that because people aren't like doing interesting stuff at parties anymore. Like, you know, so LA, true. Hollywood, people are like in the heyday, like in the old days, people were like doing like crazy stuff at the Viper Room. And it's true. Bring more guns to party. Like, show up.
Dude,
a little.
Sidebar about the Viper Room. It's like you drive by the Viper Room. Like, I always like would hear it in stories of like, that's where like the young celebrities would go and do drugs. You drive by it now. It's like, it's in like an old lady neighborhood.
It's like some dad with a stroller.
Like, yeah. Okay. It's like, yeah, it's like, oh, wow. What happened to the Hollywood I literally never experienced?
We gotta bring it back.
Sunset Strip in the 80s? Yeah. That would have been insane.
That would have been nuts.
I know.
Total tangent, but I got in big trouble for bringing a gun to the airport.
You had a gun?
You had a gun?
Wait, okay. You're
How
just
did
now
come
dropping.
Up until now?
You had a gun?
A toy gun that looked like it was a replica.
Oh, okay.
But I like was in Tennessee for a wedding. Oh. I'm from the South. Got a lot of Southern weddings. And we had gone to a vintage store and I got like a little like children's from like the 1950s, like a little like cowboy outfit. Mm-hmm. And it came with a toy gun that like, you know, it was back in the 50s. So they made them look really real and it was metal. And it...
Yeah, it looked exactly like a real gun.
Toy gun.
Steel.
Yeah, a guy had it in the back of his trunk. Bought it $300 in cash. Toy gun.
I forgot all about it. And then I got onto, you know, going through security And all of a sudden, they're like, they start freaking out the security. They're like, code orange. Like, and they like 20 people like rush in. And I'm like, oh God, some idiot. Like, I'm like, who, which moron like brought in like water? Like,
code orange is, you thought code orange was too
there's
big
a
liquids?
Water bottle. Oh, fuck.
No. I was like some idiot. And then they were like, ma'am, is this your bag? And I was like, oh, we figured out that it was, you know, I was like, it's a toy. And they were like, they were really upset, and we finally got through it, and they were like gonna let me through, and I was like, well, can I keep it? Like, they're like, no, like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, it's clearly a toy. They're like, we don't like,
oh man. And then you couldn't hijack the plane after that.
Yeah,
the tickets are done.
It really ruined the whole
sucks
vibe. Yeah,
I wish I had your toy gun still, because we could bring that to the party.
Yeah,
okay. No
I
one would
wish
know
I had that toy gun. It's somewhere in the Nashville airport.
Let's get it back.
I bet one
dude,
of
they're probably playing with it.
No, literally.
They're probably going to the back room and they're like, we're cowboys.
Yeah. They're like, I have a party later, so this is perfect.
You know they're playing with that gun. God damn it.
All right. Tell us about a time you were a party god.
Dude, again, it's this thing where like I really do thrive in a, and I hate to keep saying this, I thrive in a dinner environment, 3 to 5 people. Hey, I
tell
really
us about
do.
That.
Huh?
Tell us about a time you were a party god at an intimate gathering.
Oh, fuck. Oh, I didn't think you'd make me explain that further. Oh, God. Well, no, here's my move at a party, sincerely. It's like I always bring a plus one who is cooler and more in demand than me. And so I go to the party with the plus one, and then my plus one is way more popular than me. And so my plus one will mingle and talk to people. And then I, of course, will like stand in the corner and I'll talking to no one, and I'll watch my plus one like be really sociable and beloved, and I'm like, that they don't even know that counts as me.
So you're that's, getting just the splash off.
I'm getting the runoff, you know.
That's another sleight of hand. That really is your party trick.
Maybe my party trick is just like standing in the corner, sleight of hand, smoke and mirrors. Yeah.
Puppet mastering everything.
Puppet master. You're like, I'm being a puppet master.
You're like Chris Angel. You're just weaving.
Someone does try to talk to me, they're like, hey Robert, and I'm like, and I'm just like,
I'm busy.
Yeah. Watching my plus one work the room, and I'm just like.
Okay, that's cool.
But that is my move. What's your guys' move? I'm sure you've talked about it, but I haven't heard it.
We should make a new one. We always share
we say the same
our
thing.
Party tricks.
I'll just go up to people and be like, hey, I like introducing strangers to other strangers.
Mm. That's a powerful tool. I wish more people did that.
Yeah. I go up to anyone. Like if I'm even last night I was at the Thirsty Crow and I was smoking outside and my friends went inside and I saw some people having fun and I just went up to them and I was like, hey guys, what's going on? I'm smoking. I just said that and they were like, hell yeah. And then they invited me in.
That's awesome.
That's right.
And then I was like, hell yeah.
Well, that's another advantage. I mean, that's the thing about like smoking is like it is like an ultimate social lubricant.
Totally.
I hate to say that. For all you perverts at home, don't get weird, but it is like a social lubricant to smoke. I don't smoke.
I know. Why did they make that so horny, social lubricant?
Because it probably used to be horny. That probably was just how everyone was so horny in like the 50s where that came from or whatever.
Yeah, because they were more restricted. Now, no one's horny because it's like, ugh.
Don't get me started on how no one's horny anymore.
So please.
Go
okay.
Off.
All right. One second. Let me get my gun out.
No, it's a huge problem.
Yeah.
You know, people say it's a huge problem. I don't think it's a huge problem. I think that's like an internet made up
really?
Thing. That everyone's saying like nobody's horny anymore.
You don't
and I'm
know.
Like,
you're siloed. You're in a relationship.
I know.
People be horny. I feel like.
No.
No, we're out in the trenches. You're in a relationship. You're good. We're out there.
You're out there on the front lines and no one's horny?
Some. Not the good ones.
But that... The bad ones being horny, those stats are stats. You
and more
know?
Importantly, people aren't living spiritually hornily.
Yeah.
I do think that's true.
Yeah.
You scrunch up your face as if that wasn't well phrased. That was perfectly
I know.
Phrased.
I was
they
like,
they aren't
I was
living
like,
spiritually hornily.
I was like, damn.
I was thought that I was going to have to unpack that.
Word.
But
Well, that is true. I feel like even like, I do think people are like being horny at normal rates, but like being horny is now coded as very boring. It's very kind of milquetoast. So.
Yeah. Like everyone's a pervert now.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I feel like people are afraid to take risks and everyone's just on that phone and on Hinge. But like what happened to like, well, I had a moment last night. I went out with someone and I thought it was like a friend hang. And then like halfway through, I was like, wait, there's a vibe. And then I like said, like, wait, should we make out? And they were like, yeah.
That.
And then at the end of the night, I panicked. And then, like, I went for the hug because I got nervous.
Oh.
And then they just kissed my cheek. And then afterwards, I was like, I'm sorry, I panicked. Like, over text, I was like, I panicked.
Well, that's cute. Yeah, that's cute. Yeah. You still saved it.
It's also nice that you initiated the makeout. And then post makeout, then you're like,
I was like, okay, bye.
That's not your usual energy. You act with a lot of boldness, which I appreciate. I would like to see in more people like act on these like base instincts. Like stop like squashing your animal, your primate instinct.
Yeah, your primacy. Primates your are real. We're all primates here. I know. Normally, that's not my vibe. Normally, I'm like, hey,
I think it is your vibe.
I panic.
I think that's the sort of thing that if you do it once, you would do it 10,000 times.
No, she means backing out of it.
Backing out
of
it.
Oh, backing out of it. Okay, thank God.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, who are you?
No, normally I'm like, what are we doing? But no, this time I got nervous, and I don't normally get nervous.
After the makeout?
They had a really like, no, we didn't make out.
Oh.
That's the whole problem.
No, literally.
So you said, should we just make out?
Earlier in the night.
Yeah.
And then what did they say when you said that?
And they were like, yeah, we can make out. And then I was like, and then like later on, I was like, a couple minutes later, I was like, oh God, I'm sorry for bringing up making out. Like, I don't know, maybe you don't want to. And they were like, no, we can make out. And then when they drove me home, then I was like, okay, bye. And like, I think I was waiting for them to go for it. And then I got nervous. And so I went for the hug. And then they kissed my cheek during the hug.
Well, they should have gone for it because you've already offered. You've gone.
Well, you really put yourself out there.
You've gone 80% of the way. Thank and you. They should have come the last 20%.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then I like sat back and I was like, okay, see ya. So
otherwise you could be a predator. You're like, I'm asking you twice to make out and now.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. If you ask twice, it's like, no, yeah, we need to make out.
See, that's why I couldn't be like, oh, we're going to make out and then like grab them and, you know.
Yeah. So. I would say generally if you say, should we make out? And they say, yeah. It's like then the next step would be action. The problem is once you keep it verbal after that, then now you're just having a conversation.
Or are you building tension?
Or you're building, if you just keep building tension, then it's just you have a very tense building you've constructed, which is what it sounds like you were left with.
I thought I was building tension, but
I think you're still building tension because you sent this flirty text afterwards. It's like, oh, sorry, I got that's very flirty. Yeah, like, sorry, I got nervous.
They texted me and they were like, oh, like sorry for the cheek kiss. Like, hope that was okay. And I was like, no, I wanted you to. Like, I just panicked.
You're doing a long game.
I think this is what she meant when like people aren't like living structurally hornily. It's like there's a lot of it seems like this is like a lot of dialogue. It's like at a certain point it has to be show don't tell.
Get her.
This is all dialogue. This is a very like Sorkin-esque makeout session in that no one actually made out.
So true.
But actually, they talked about it.
Yeah. Too much talking going on.
But yeah, Sorkin-esque though.
I was hanging out with my ex recently. He was telling me this really cool story about he picked up this girl and he was like at the Erewhon and they were waiting in line and he was on the phone with somebody. He's like, I got off the phone. I hung up on my friend because this girl was so hot. First of all, incredible.
Wait.
And then, I know. And then he immediately made conversation with her and was like flirting with her. And then he said that he had to like leave the line to grab something. And I was like, was that a play? He's like, yeah, that was a play because I wanted to give her a reason to have to reengage with me. Because then I was like, hold my place in line. I was like, that's brilliant. And like, no guys are doing this sort of thing. And then of course he like asked for her number. It's like all bold moves.
I like just got full body chills hearing that.
It made me want to get back together with him.
No, I'm like,
I was like, good Lord, why'd you let him slip away?
He's
playing 4D chess at Erewhon.
I know.
Hey, that's really hot.
I think so hot.
It's like people don't realize that it's so easy to do something hot, and it's not about being overt. It's just like a subtle little, like even just like a little look. It's like
plus because it shakes us up. Don't you want that story to tell your grandchildren someday? Like, I hung up on my friend because I saw your grandmother and she was so hot that I like made an excuse to talk to her and I like pretended I needed something else. Yeah. Like that's incredible.
I think the disengaging is like the ultimate cool move. I'm like, that's bold.
Yeah. Right, later.
I gotta go get something.
You could have thrown away the whole thing right there, but it did create a tension where she had to. Because then she didn't hold the spot and then you got to like, oh, you didn't hold my spot. You know, I was like, now
you owe me. Also, get someone to do you a favor. Makes them like you more.
Yeah.
Wow.
Should we all just like turn off the cameras and go fuck that guy? Yeah. I'm like, what are we doing here? God.
All of us. Blow up my spot.
That guy's party score has got to be like an 11.
No, that's really hot.
God. And you let him slip through your fingers?
Bro, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, that's crazy.
I don't want to talk about it.
That's nuts.
We're down. We're up for a bit in New York. We're back in LA and we're immediately down.
Yeah, dude.
I had so much game in New York. Now I'm going for a hug.
Yeah, well, LA will do that to you. LA, it's because it's like there's not enough stimulus. It's kind of like everything feels like you're doing in a void. So it's like
New York, I was going up to men in bars being like, you're the hottest guy here.
Yeah. And in LA, you're like, make out, maybe. Just kidding. Sorry. That's what LA does.
Saying sorry. No, literally saying sorry. Yeah.
Well, that's also, I always push back when like people in New York, they're like, people have like more attitude in New York. I'm like, well, because New York creates an attitude for you.
Yeah.
It's like, it creates action. Whereas LA, it's like, well, anyone can have a personality in New York. It gives you one. Where in LA, it's like you have to create your own personality and create your own emotion.
Oh, sorry, man. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. In LA also, like, you'll go all day with, like, barely talking to anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no, like, stimulus. So, like, every interaction, like, it's more high stakes. Where in New York, you're always, like, you know.
Yeah.
Like, that's so true.
You're always, like, bumping into people, subway, you're around people. Yeah. You have to be out of your apartment immediately.
There's something, like, LA, there's something, like, very sterile about a lot of the parties that we go to, especially, like, any sort of, like, influencer party. It's, like, all the gimmicks are very sterile. Everything's, like, very boring. Mm-hmm. And in LA, it's, like, the action is, like, oh, shit, that rat.
There's a rat here.
There's a rat king.
Yeah. There's a rat king in the corner. Be careful.
Well, that's what I try to do at LA parties. I'll just bring, like, a duffel bag full of rats and just loose them.
There you go.
Yeah. And say, yeah. You're welcome for the personality.
Bring a little New York to this party. Yeah.
I'm like, I walk into a party, I go, I'm going to bring a little New York to this party.
Yeah, who's sorry now? But that's the thing. It's like, people are always like, LA's fake. And like, I grew up here, so I never really thought that because I'm just around here so much. And then in New York, like, people I would go up to start yapping, chatting. I come back to an LA party and I go up to people. I'm like, hey, what's going on? They're like, cool, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was like, talk to me. I'm like, say anything. And it was very eye-opening.
It's true. When I go back home to Georgia, people also don't hold back. And it's really nice. You get really gritty stories. My brother-in-law was just telling us about a time that, like, his friend who had this, like, giant penis. Giant penis that was uncut. He used to make everyone take shots out of it. He, like, pull it up.
Okay.
I'm sorry. He had a giant penis that was uncut.
You're
this guy is so cool. He's gonna whip out his dick later, and we're all gonna take shots.
He's uncircumcised, so he'd make his friends take shots out of his penis. He would, like, lift the fold up and make a little shot glass.
Only in Georgia.
How clean is this thing?
Don't worry about it.
The alcohol would sterilize it.
But that's the kind of story that you're gonna get just, like, hanging out casually at a party in Georgia. It's like, oh, my friend, like.
Sorry, we don't have any cups.
Guy who threw away all his cups before the guests came, so they'd be forced to drink out of his penis. Oh, guys, I guess I'm out of cups.
I forgot to do the dishes. Like.
But wait, I mean, I do have something.
I'm a really gracious host tonight. Yeah. Don't worry.
I love how people always talk about, like, you know, people on the coast are like, they're out of touch with, like, the common man. It's like, well, the common man's making me do shots out of his uncut penis. So sorry, I don't want to be in touch.
I think it's cool.
Did you partake?
Would I? Absolutely. I have not had a chance to meet this gentleman, but he's on my
He's radar. A legend.
Yeah. Let's get him on the pod.
Local legend. Get him here.
I think...
Can we do it?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of body shots, and that's kind of the ultimate body shot.
I've never had anyone do a body shot off me. I'm scared. I'm like, that's
it's so fun.
I mean, I think body shot is fun, but I would say it's like... I guess I don't know. I guess that does seem to be taking it a little far to me. But maybe that's just me. I don't stick around for the fun part of parties.
See, because you're leaving at the beginning.
I'm leaving
the middle,
beginning.
That's when all the
crazy stuff happens.
I think the middle is, like, the best part of a party. That's when everyone's there. That's when it hits the peak.
Mm-hmm.
You're missing the best part.
I mean, maybe. Mm. Maybe.
We're gonna put you in the crate when you come to our party.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm distracted thinking about the penis stuff.
I mean, I think we all are. Right? That's all I'm thinking about. Obviously, I'm not just going to be like, oh, yeah, like out of his penis. So at parties that I go to, anyway.
It's nature's cup, if you think about it.
Think about it. The uncut penis is nature's cup, you know? If you think about it.
Another good reason.
Cups are just molded to look like that, you know?
Yeah, you know, that's where cups come from.
We need a design. What looks like this?
People always said that about cars. One time a man hit on me at a party. He was like, you know, like, the shape of a car is, like, meant to mimic, like, a body like yours.
Okay. Hi.
Whoa.
I know.
Damn.
My other ex. Yeah.
Why do you have the coolest exes I've ever heard of in my life?
Jesus.
No, I'm kidding. I didn't date that man, but should have.
I mean, yeah. Also, if that didn't work.
Yeah, did he
have a gun? If that didn't get you to date him, nothing would.
Did he have a gun?
He took his best shot.
No, if he had the gun, that would have sealed the deal. Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if I have any cool exes who say cool stuff. I think I'm the cool ex.
I think you've really busted exes, but.
Wow.
Well.
I didn't know that was the type of thing we were allowed to say out loud. This is a crazy podcast.
Hey. You know.
She's not even arguing.
Listen, you know, we've all been down bad before.
I've never been the coolest one in any relationship I've ever been in. And there's actually something quite freeing in that. I've always been less cool.
Huh.
I think you seek that in the people you bring to parties.
Maybe I'm something of like a clout leech, I guess is maybe. Now that I think about it, I've always been leeching clout off whoever I've been dating. That's clout. Yeah. Yeah, I'm kind of a clout leech. So.
Says it proudly now.
Yeah. Well, it's like this. I wear the sunglasses on my head. I started doing it because like my fiance did it and I thought it looked cool. I started doing it. Now it's my thing. Hey, clout leech.
You gotta take, if you see someone doing something cool, you gotta say that's mine now.
It's mine.
Okay. Yeah. No, I came up with this new really cool thing.
And it belongs to me. And so, yeah, I guess in my relationships, I just move person to person, leech all the clout there is, move on.
Yeah.
And yeah, so maybe at a party, it's like I go to a party and maybe my thing is, and I'm basically just clout leeching the party. I'll get the clout from the party and then just
get
leave.
The photo.
And then leave. Mm-hmm.
Huh, do you end your relationships because like I have no more clout to suck out of this person? I've leeched all the clout.
Well, that's what I say.
Yeah. You're in the corner sucking up.
That's what you say to them.
I'm busy.
Don't worry about Robert. He'll be gone in a second. He just has to do this and then get his photo.
You say we have to talk. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're breaking up with someone, you say we have to talk.
We have to talk. You either have to like start popping off on Snapchat soon or I'm out of here.
Yeah.
Clout vampire.
You get your streaks up. Yeah. Your net streaks are not cutting it right now.
Dude, they say Snapchat's like the next big social media platform. I can't bring myself to ever open it. They say that.
What? Are they really saying that?
That's what people say. They say it's like the next big frontier.
It's been around for so long. Yeah, but it's like on a pop.
It's on a come up, they say.
No, please don't say that.
That's what they're saying. I'm not on there, would never be on there, but I'm just letting you guys know that that's kind of what the word out there is on the street.
Thanks for letting us know. Hmm?
Who's saying that?
Me at dinner parties of 3 to 5.
I'm going to get on Snapchat because I'm a historically late adopter and it's screwed me over on every platform. I'm always like, Instagram's not going to catch on. I was like, TikTok, it's not going anywhere. Like,
yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
I really
should. Twitter, no one's going to use that.
But I will say, it's like, I think you guys have the ultimate currency. I was about to say you specifically, and I realized that would be unfair because it's mainly just like,
I
do have the ultimate currency where you have a real world cool, which I do feel like is back. And I do feel like the more anyone pops off online, it just really like there's nothing cooler than like not popping off online. And that's what you learn as a clout leech in Los Angeles. I've learned that like at the end of the day, what's cool is just kind of having your own clout in the real world.
Wow, that's profound.
That's beautiful.
I know. Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. I guess we shouldn't get on Snapchat then.
Yeah. Just keep smoking and going to parties. That's
you guys,
what
I'm
I say.
Just smoking. And they're like, yeah.
I do want to get into smoking still.
No, the thing about smoking is it does look really cool.
It does.
So cool.
And it sucks.
Also, Milo, we were hanging out last week. We just had Milo on the pod and he was saying that it makes you feel like energized. I was like, I didn't know that was part of it.
Oh yeah, it makes you feel kind of high.
I was like, what the heck?
Isn't it like it puts you like, it like wakes you up kind of.
I had no idea. It was
like a little euphoria. You're like,
my God, I got into smoking cigarettes.
You gotta start. I have some.
You've all gotta start.
Guys, start smoking.
Oh, but Party God, this episode is brought to you by Big Tobacco.
Sponsored by, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I love it. It's really good.
I mean, I started watching Mad Men again recently, and I am just like, it is the thing where I'm like, it's just so cool as hell. And the whole show is like everyone like saying like they're sad, but then it's like wink, wink. It's like, this is the coolest.
Well, there's nothing cooler than being sad.
Yeah, there's nothing cooler than being deeply depressed.
If you're like... No, it's like, it's cool, guys.
Yeah, no, that's tight. That's tight.
Being sad and leaving a party early.
Because everyone's like, where'd he go?
Yeah.
He's sad.
Yeah. Where'd he go with that gun? He just walked off. Robert just walked off into the woods with that gun.
One thing about me, he only had one bullet, too.
One thing about me is like, I'm like going to do a little bit of a bit at the beginning of a podcast, and I'm going to keep coming back to it.
No,
I'm going to keep coming back. I'm never going to stop.
We'd be scared to stop you at this point.
Yeah, because, yeah.
Robert has a gun.
Yeah, guys. Sorry. I didn't know if it was that kind of podcast or not. I wasn't sure.
Imagine he actually has a gun this whole time. He pulls it out.
And I'm like, well, now it's almost awkward. I'm like, I don't.
I think it's a really cool episode. We've endorsed guns. We've endorsed cigarettes.
What are you bringing out of us? Yeah. You're really turning us into like...
cool girls.
Yeah, we're cool girls now.
I mean, you were obviously always cool. So like, I would argue that nothing I've said has topped like her exes. Exes are really the standouts of this episode.
So true. We need to get them on the pod.
I know.
Yeah.
God, I wish I had a cool ex.
I'm going to say, bring back don't use condoms.
I don't know.
Yeah. Me trying to guess and. Yeah.
No.
Smoke cigarettes.
I don't know. We just got to do something to shake it up. Maybe.
Shake it up.
Shake it up a little bit.
Come on. You're afraid of a risk? Come on, be cool.
Come on, this is a bad girl podcast. Come on, be like us.
Don't wrap it up.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
No.
Get in the crate and don't even think about wrapping it up.
Give me that gun.
Give me that gun. Get in the crate. Here's a cigarette to pass the time. get people in the crate just so I can come by and just get all their clout. And I'm like, all right, you let them out now. Clout's gone. Like,
listen, if you're going to get in the crate, yeah. we have to tell you something is going to happen that you might not like. Yeah.
I did see there was a different girls podcast that I just saw a TikTok clip from, but she was talking about fucking Raw. And am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of podcast. Can I? Can I? Okay. Yeah. All right. Sorry.
I'm a prude all of a sudden.
Bad girls podcast.
My lord. But this girl is talking about fucking Raw. And just to confirm, I am allowed to say that. You can say it. Okay.
Oh my God, stop asking him and looking in his eyes.
Also, dare I say, it's like a little bit, you know, why am I asking him instead of asking
the other man?
Like,
yeah, literally. Yeah. Interesting.
And now I have to work through that.
Am I allowed to say this to you?
Yeah. I should work through that, right? Okay.
Asks again.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. Back to my original point. But anyway, she on this podcast was talking about fucking Raw, and then people in the comments were mad because they were like, she's promoting having unsafe sex. And it's just kind of like, I don't think like fucking Raw like needs a spokesperson. Like it kind of is like its own, it sells itself. You don't need like, no, we don't need to get on this podcast and be like, yeah, have you considered? It's like,
Wait, is it awesome?
Yeah. It's like,
I had no idea.
Yeah, I don't think it needs any promotion. Yeah. All that just to get there.
I just found out fucking Raw is kind of cool.
I don't know. I do think there's like, well, okay. So one time in college, I thought that I'd gotten herpes, but it ended up being like a grave miscommunication.
Go on.
What was it?
It was like, without going too into it, I had an experience with someone who had been cheating, and I found it out. And so I asked him to get tested, and he turned out, I might have fully cut this. This is like too much. Anyway, maybe I'll cut to the very end of it.
Please.
Okay, so
what
I was
his
worried,
social security number? Full name? Yeah.
I was worried that I might have had an exposure, and so I got tested to be safe, and then I was at a concert with my sister drinking. It was like midnight, and I got the results back because it was like one of those like 24-hour like send-in tests, and I misread the test results because it was like standard deviation. Like it wasn't like not written in like common English. It was like this: if the standard deviation is like more or greater than like one, then and so I just
you
misread
lost
it.
Me.
I'm like,
you have herpes.
So I go to my sister and I'm like crying. I was like, I have herpes. So this is like, you know, I'm a mess. I'm like crying in the bathroom of like this bought the 40 watt in Athens, and she tells all her friends she thinks it's funny, but one of her friends comes up to me and she's like, honestly, if you don't have one STD, like you're not a wild woman. And she said it so, and she was a cool girl that I really looked up to at that time. So I was like, oh.
When you found out it was positive or negative, you're like,
pissed.
No, I
don't want to fuck Raw.
God, I get some herpes.
That'd be cool.
It was the best morning ever when I woke up and was like finally getting out of my hangover, and I reread the results and I was like, I just read them wrong. Like, I'm just an idiot.
The pure relief of that. God. That must have hit like crack.
Incredible. I called everybody.
Well, also it's confusing that like positive you think would be like a good thing. Like, oh, I don't have it. Like one time I had tuberculosis and they were like, yeah, you're positive for tuberculosis. And I was like, nice.
They're like, no.
I was like, awesome. Thank you. It's like 12.
Moron.
I was like, I'm good. So I just gotta get out of here or what? Yeah. Like,
they're like, no, you're in trouble.
But it was fine. I handled it.
Thank God.
I still
have
it. Just kidding. No, it was taken care of. Thank God.
Your tuberculosis?
Yeah.
We took care of it.
She's gone. Don't worry.
We're TB and herpes free on this pod.
Hey.
Oh wow. You'd and that good. And that's a 10 out of 10 party god.
That's
right
party
there.
God. We're good.
Although I've always said this. I like, if you don't have one STD, you're not a wild woman.
Oh.
That's
so cool. Isn't it wild? This is also what I meant. Like, you see how when like she said like a cool girl said that, you guys were like, that's so cool. And I say it and it kind of changed the temperature in the room a little bit. That's what I mean when you're like, just stick around, be alone. All your friends left the party. Who cares? I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
We're just like,
yeah, we've given you talking points that don't work on any audience. Like,
well, this actually maybe leads into a take that I really believe, just thought of it 2 seconds ago. It's like, parties are for girls. I literally think parties aren't for guys. I don't think guys should be there, really.
Huh. Well, I agree in a way that, have you seen these clips recently of men standing on like the barriers and like on the seats at parties and clubs where it's like, that's for women to stand on the booths and like on the
what
platforms.
What videos are you watching?
Listen, this is my algorithm.
I haven't seen it, but I can picture it. I'm pissed off.
And the men, they're not, you know, because girls, when they're on the seat, they're like, woo, looking hot, having fun. The guys are literally just like standing around, not doing anything,
bringing
looking around.
Energy. Get a girl up on your shoulders. That's the whole point.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But also, I guess that would be also my thing. It's like, that's all there is for a guy to do at a party is stand around and do nothing. So it's like, don't be there.
That's so true.
No, the guy is there to, again, lift the girl up onto his shoulders at the concert.
The guys are there to have his penis be there to take a shot at
it. What
are
they going
to
drink out of? Yeah.
What are we supposed to drink out of?
Literally, yeah.
Dude, there is nothing more embarrassing than when you're at a party with a bunch of guys and there's no cups and also every guy there is circumcised. That's my biggest party pet peeve.
Drought.
Yeah, it's a drought.
It's also like, what, are we pro plastics? Like,
yeah, sorry. I'll take the natural cup. I'll take God's cup. Thank
yeah,
you.
I'll take God's cup.
Thank you. I care about the future of my children and the planet.
Yeah, please.
I'll drink out of this thing.
If you circumcise your kids, you're in for a rude awakening in 18 years when he goes to his first party.
Everyone there's, you know, everyone there's so thirsty.
When everyone's on the few life rafts left, it's so dehydrated, after the water and you're trying to catch rainwater to drink. Yeah. Who do you think is gonna retain that rainwater? A man with a cup.
Mm-hmm. Man with God's chalice, of course. Dude, I just imagine that guy waking up after like a night of partying, and he's just like, "Ow,
yeah. Who was wearing the lip plump?"
Ah. Hey, yeah, yeah.
What's up, Lou?
Why does everyone living Fireball us?
Yeah. Oh my God, Fireball in the oof. First, I just kept picturing like White Russians.
Milk. Don't get her started on milk.
Look.
Milk?
She literally showed me her nail design and she was like, I don't like it, and showed me the reference. And I was like, oh yeah, it's a real milky. You chose milky nails, of course.
I was like, that's why I hate them. They didn't come off milky.
They're not milky enough.
They seem pretty milky.
She wanted them.
They're really nice. You have nice nails.
Not enough for her.
I hate them.
It's not a cloudy and milky enough.
Oh, yeah.
What if you got like a milky eye later in life? Like, would you be stoked on that?
A milky eye? What's
that? What if someone has like a milky eye? That's
it's kind of hazed over.
Yeah. Would you be cool with that?
Oh,
remind me of milk?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew she'd like it.
Yeah. Isn't that like associated with like glaucoma and
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bad news, you have glaucoma. Good news, kind of have a milky quality.
Whoa. Yeah, okay, silver lining.
I always say this, like a guy likes like a girl with like a little, like who's in distress or like has a little bit of a defect. So I think it would make him be like, oh, I have to like really like
care for her.
Care for her. Like, yeah.
Like you're an old dog with a milky eye. It's like, oh.
If I like in my imagination, like touch my face a lot when I to let me know that he's near, because otherwise I can't necessarily sense
your depth perception.
Yeah.
So in your imagination, this is your dream scenario.
Yeah, yeah.
You're blind. Some man.
Yeah. I'm gonna get the one of the cosmetic adjustments, augmentations where they just inject shit into your eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Why not?
Hey.
I did see some lady. She got her eyes permanently dyed blue.
Whoa.
Cosmetic surgery.
Have you seen that guy who's like changing people's eye colors and it looks really bad?
I mean, in what world could it look good?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like green. It's like fully like, but like just solid color green. And like everyone, like when they open their eyes, they're like, their eyes are all red. Like they look like they're in a lot of pain. They're like, no, it looks awesome. It's going to stay like this. And it's like, yeah, that's it.
Oh no.
Wow.
Wait, Robert, what would you describe as your ideal party? If like, you're not the host, you're the guest, you walk in, what's your ideal?
My ideal party is, and I'm gonna answer honestly, which is gonna be brave given what my answer is. My ideal party is I walk in and every single person there is someone that I don't necessarily know, but they are all fans of my social media content.
That's so honest.
Literally, is my favorite. I carry no baggage with them, and they walk up and they're like, "Hey, do you make like, this is awkward, like, are you in niche internet sketch comedian?" And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, I love your videos. And I have that exact interaction 70 times. And then I go, that's legitimately, that would be a party. I would be floating home.
I'm staying to the middle of this one.
I'm not in the middle.
Let's see what's up with this middle.
I'm like, hey, you know what? I will have a drink. Get your dick out, sir.
No one uncut.
While I'm about to like slurp Fireball out of the guy's penis, he's like, hey, do you post videos on Reels? That's my ideal party.
That's so honest.
That's true.
Has that happened?
Never one time.
Okay.
Never one time.
Maybe January 8th, you know, who knows?
Maybe this will be the time, you know?
Yeah, get a lot of Robert heads.
Let's get the Robert heads out here. I just want a party full of Robert heads.
You got to share the party and be like, hey, fans.
Yeah.
Hey, tap fans. In. I'll be there.
I'm staying for the middle.
I'm staying for the middle.
Who knows what's going to happen?
I was at Seth MacFarlane's Christmas party last year. Wasn't invited back this year. So I feel comfortable. I was not invited back this year.
I was supposed to go. I was supposed to go last year. My friend wouldn't let me.
She wouldn't let you.
Why?
Well, I was supposed to sneak in and she said no.
Okay. So you weren't supposed to go.
The universe wanted me there. Seth would have loved me there.
Well, also, I will say this is now a tangent and I have to pick a story, but I will say you go to any party and you realize that it's all a work event. And I think that's maybe part of why LA people say it's fake. It's not even fake, but it's like everyone essentially is. They all are in the same business, so it's like everything feels like
no one's letting loose.
Everyone feels like an office Christmas party. Uh-huh. It's like it's not true. Like it's also good or bad. It's like it's
we can't
just
go off too much because you might say something that like might fuck over you getting a job. It's all very cool.
Or everyone thinks that. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we're dying for someone to say something crazy. But in New York, there's so many different businesses and.
Well, I feel like in New York, you'll go to a party and again, like someone will be in finance, someone will do music, a couple people will do comedy. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not like every single person is in an active quest to become the most famous person on the planet. And
literally.
Yeah. And by the way, never been to a party in New York in my life. I'm speaking purely right now. I'm just
speak on it.
Yeah. This is why I thrive in a dinner environment, because it's just pure takes. It's pure theoretical. I haven't lived any life here. What was I going to say? Because I was somewhere else.
Seth MacFarlane
Christmas party. But then a lady walked up to me and her husband was like, her husband is like a relatively like successful writer, comedian, producer. And his wife came up to me and she said, I am a big fan of your like social media content.
Yeah.
And I watched her husband do this. And he walked away.
Oh, okay. Jealous. Okay. Cucked.
Shit. I mean, yeah.
That's great for you.
Yeah.
I know.
And I was like, wow, wild.
Do you think he was jealous or do you think he was just like, oh, she always.
I get the sense that maybe his wife maybe did this to a lot of people because maybe his wife was on her phone a lot. And so she would always kind of like bring the two of them up to people. And he's like, I'm here for Seth, you know, not this Seth, clown.
But
yeah.
Seth, I'm going to go get some cups.
Yeah. And so, you know, that was just like, I just was thinking of that interaction. Because in the moment, it was like, I felt the great compliment and then immediately the raw disrespect. And I'm like, that's actually probably best.
Can't laugh.
No, I think he won. I don't think it was disrespect. I think he
was jealous.
Yeah.
Was
like,
damn. This is, I do think, true. It is this thing of like parties used to be like, oh, you would talk about like what movies you liked or what TV shows you've been watching. And like now that's unacceptable to talk about because everyone knows everyone who's making a show and everyone's trying to get on every show.
True.
So the only thing that's safe to talk about at a party in LA is Israel Palestine. That's like the only thing that everyone is like feels comfortable bringing up every time.
So true.
It's like, I
it's the only safe topic.
Yeah.
And religion.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah, and it's like, I can't, it's like, I at a party, it's like once everyone establishes that we all have perfect politics, which I do, Fleabag moment, I had to say that,
period.
Then it's like, we can't talk about anything. We can't talk about movies, can't talk about TV shows. This was like a random girl on TikTok with like 70,000 followers. I'm pretty sure it wasn't even in LA. She posted a negative review of overcompensating and then posted another video apologizing for a negative review, saying that someone from the cast had messaged her on Instagram. And so she deleted her original video having a negative review of overcompensating and posted an apology.
Okay, also baby replying to a negative review.
I mean, but also it worked. So maybe it's like, it would be baby if it didn't work. But I guess if this is working, it's like.
Yeah, I mean, sure. Bad review, that's just noise, hon.
Yeah.
Shoot. Let him talk.
I would kill to have like a streaming show that everyone detested. I would love it. That's
why?
All I want.
Why would you love it?
I don't know. It would be like, to me, it's like one or the other.
Oh yeah.
I bet it's like it's like either you're gonna get the universal acclaim, or I would actually love kind of that like early 2010s Adam Sandler before the internet decided they all loved him.
Love him. Yeah.
But it's like those like 9% Rotten Tomatoes. Like so I bet that felt great.
What? Still exists.
Yeah.
People in the Midwest are watching.
Yeah, they love it.
Well, that's the thing. Would you rather have something wildly popular that only people in the Midwest and people in New York and LA don't like, or something that doesn't make as much money that people in New York and LA love?
The way it's not even close, the first option. Like the way it's like not even like the fact that this is like what even would that conversation be? Because well, people in New York and LA, they don't even like it. You know what I mean? Like they're pretending.
Mm. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I need people in Oklahoma to really tap in. And
I want people in Oklahoma to tap in. Yeah. Well, I always, okay, although on the flip side of this, I remember one time, I'm from Missouri. Yeah, I'm salt of the earth. Oh. How about that?
Hey.
How about that?
Sorry.
Don't let the sweater fool you.
Oh.
I'm not from generational wealth. but I remember one time I heard my mom like cackling, like screaming, laughing, and I like dying. And I walked into the living room. She was watching Everybody Loves Raymond and like laughing out loud. And like, not even to be rude, like I just didn't know people did that for real. I don't even like hate Everybody Loves Raymond, but I'm like, I thought that this was a show you kind of went,
I know.
I know. My grandma loved that show. She'd be like, I'm going to go watch Raymond.
Yeah. Deborah's like, Raymond, do the dishes. And he's like, and my mom died. My mom also one time someone asked her like to describe my stand-up, and she goes like, you're kind of like, I don't know, he's kind of like Ray Romano, but less relatable. I'm like, that's the meanest shit.
What the hell?
You could ever say.
Less relatable, Ray Romano.
So just an unfunny man who nobody likes. That's all he's got, is like the most relatable.
That's so funny.
Also, this was also really early. I was at like a family dinner, and my aunt was like, oh yeah, you have like some, you do stand up like online. Like I should like watch some of it. And then my mom next to me, I saw her do this. She went,
No, oh, why is your mom your biggest op?
Biggest op, biggest hater.
What?
Damn. But does that motivate you being like, I'll show her.
Yeah.
I'll show you, mom.
Yeah, I'll show you, mom. I'm going to have a show that none of your friends like, but people in LA pretend to love. Yeah. You don't even know.
Oh my God. Yeah. Do we have an audience question?
Oh yeah, let's roll it out.
I keep ending up as the hottest person at the party, but going home alone. What am I doing wrong?
Well, first of all, you're lying to yourself about how ugly everyone else at that party was.
Get him.
That's all I had. That was my one. But also, who even judges, like, who's, I'm the hottest one at the party?
Yeah, because here's the thing. It's not about being the hottest one at the party. It's about being the sexiest. Like, oh. And hotness.
Wow.
Hotness transcends, like, looks. Like, you can be the hottest person at the party. It doesn't matter. It's like, are you sexy? Are you making eye contact? Are you inviting? Like, being the hottest and just looks aren't the only thing, you know, it's about aura and confidence and vibe.
But I'll push back a little as a chopped person. I will say that.
You're not chopped.
You're not chopped.
Thank you. I will say that I do understand a little bit what they're saying when like you are like, I bring a good bit of stuff to the table and I go to a lot of things and no one's asking for my number. I mean, maybe they're not even, they might be kind of like being facetious. Like they're like, I know I'm not the hottest, but like I bring a lot to this party, and like why is no one ever asking me out?
The question was, I'm the hottest one at the party, and I'm going home alone. And so for me, I'm like, the very fact that you're creating an attractiveness hierarchy solely to place yourself at the top is probably the attitude that repels people.
I'm saying, yeah. It might be kind of a bad vibe. People might be like, that person thinks they're the hottest person at the party.
Okay, well, we can answer both versions. Okay. I'm answering for it's facetious.
I also, it's like, make eye contact with people or like go up to people, flirt. Like it sounds like maybe they're not really putting themselves out there. They just are relying on their hotness to happen. But if they're in LA, lots of hotties, you gotta stand out.
Yeah. If there's one thing that you've taught me, it's that I can no longer sit back and expect someone else to do all the work. Like I have to...
You have to bring a gun.
You gotta
show up to the party with a gun.
Yeah.
Is anyone who's taking me home tonight?
We all know I'm hotter than all of you.
Why isn't it working? I bring my gun to the party and no one takes me home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta start talking to people. That's, you know.
I would also say it's like, well, maybe you're going into the party with the wrong mindset. Mm-hmm. I would say if you're going in to be like, this party is a failure if I don't get asked out, mm-hmm. that's wrong.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's like you should be maybe like going to different parties or just going to different places to try to get asked out.
True. Also, maybe ask someone else out.
Yeah.
It's 2025. Yeah. What?
No.
Well, maybe they're the hottest person at the party, but they're also the most shy.
Yeah. What about that?
So maybe
sometimes
not.
When hot people are shy, people just think they're mean.
And that's true. Well, that is true.
Yeah.
And then sometimes when ugly people are mean, people just assume they're being funny.
Totally.
The reverse is also true of that.
Yeah. It's complicated.
Parties are complicated.
Parties are complicated.
But also, again, if you're walking around a party being like, I'm objectively... Also, like, everyone's ranking would be different. I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, everyone's like, I'm going to have a different ranking of hot people. And I do. And that's why I rush home, because I have to update my Google Sheet. So, but everyone's got a different ranking. So, like, you walking around, like, getting all eugenics-y, saying I'm the hottest one, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I want to see what they look like.
By objective standards, I'm hotter.
Interesting.
Well, that was me imitating that.
No, I know. Yeah. I just think people need to get flirtier.
That's what I was saying. I think it is more of a social issue where people aren't asking for phone numbers and aren't, you know, all the things that we've been talking about. So
yeah.
I think that it's a frustration that a lot of us are experiencing in this room even. Mm-hmm. And
not Robert, he's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a happily engaged clout leech over here. I can't complain. My fiance is going viral on YouTube Shorts right now. So, yeah. So, I don't need any of this. I'm clout leeching off someone going viral on YouTube Shorts.
Walks out. That must be nice.
And I have a gun. 50th time. And I'm the gone back to that party. Well. Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to get a call from like the FBI after this. Like, yeah. Hey, we heard a lot of gun talk.
Yeah, we heard too much. Hey, we were listening to Party God as we always do. The FBI loves this podcast.
The FBI loves this podcast.
Okay, you know what else I will say? I think people forget how to like have real conversations and ask good questions. Mm-hmm. And I would loop myself in because I mostly have terrible conversations, but then I'm like, after the fact, I'll be like, oh, I should have asked this, that, or the other. It's like people don't know what to talk about.
You've been saying this whole time that was your big skill. You really love like having intimate conversations.
With I know what the hell. So no.
Okay, but this is why I was specific about dinner of 3 to 5 because I think other people lay the foundation and I get to chime in.
You get to conversation Jesus. Leech.
I get to I get to clout leech up the conversation. That's what I want to do.
You're not even pitching and you're just like filming the good parts. You're like...
Yeah. You go to the bathroom and be like, hey, so I'm at this dinner.
Yeah, I love this great dinner. I wait for someone else to say something funny and then I repeat it louder. That crushes. That crushes at a 3 to 5
There's
person
nothing
dinner.
Worse than when you say something funny and someone says it louder and gets the laugh.
Yeah.
Hey, kills if me. You win, you win, you know?
One time I did that to myself. I said something that I thought was kind of funny and it was in a group, but no one heard it because whatever. And then so I just waited a beat for the conversation to die down. I said it again louder. It hit. Everyone laughed. But then one guy next to me was like, didn't you just say that?
Get him out of here.
And I killed him with my gun. Yeah, exactly. And I was like, this is why I bring this thing.
This is why. Oh my God. Well.
So what was the question?
All right, let's redo his party score.
Should we redo it?
Yeah. Mm. We reevaluate at the end.
We never do like a math.
We need a sound effect.
Yeah.
Some animation.
Cynthia Revo tapping on her head clip. It's gone down.
Oh.
I would say fair and earned.
But hey, it could go up again if you come to the party and stay till the middle.
Yeah. I'm gonna be at the party and I'm gonna walk up and I'm like, I'm the most attractive person here. And I'm gonna go home alone right now.
It was you who sent the question.
It was me who sent the question in, the audience member. I'm like, what's going on?
You know, I think it's gonna go down by one. Because you have been so funny and we want you at our parties.
But so you're saying I earned an even lower score.
I'm going to say 6 now just because, you know, you leaving early really. But I'm not going to go lower than that because I think I see growth in you.
There's room for redemption.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want you to lose hope by giving you a super low score.
Do you concur? Would you drop me from a 7 to a 6?
I like that. Plus it's a little cliffhanger for our audience. Like check it back in.
We'll see.
We'll have you back. And then
on January 9th, you record an episode. You're like, Robert got worse. He was worse than we thought.
Fuck. We really thought we would inspire him. He brought a gun. He
did bring a gun. He wasn't joking.
No. Joking. He trapped all of our most clouded friends.
I walk up to you, I say hello. I'm like, so like, who here has like the most clout? Let's just get down to it. People in LA,
hi.
Yeah, who has ranked them? Who has the most
clout? Did you bring the spreadsheets that I asked?
I'm like, I shared a Google scroll. Sheet with you two guys. I have a scroll.
Let's see. Let's check the Excel. Okay, well, you've been so great.
This was great fun.
Oh my God, I'm glad you did. Yeah. Would you like to plug anything?
I have a podcast called The Midnight Milkshake Podcast.
Milk.
It's milky. I know you love that.
Queen.
I know you love that. Hey. Yeah. Midnight pointing. Milkshake Podcast.
Hell yeah.
What are you guys talking about?
Huh?
What are you guys talking about?
I'm talking about milk or
it's a dairy podcast?
Yeah, it's a dairy podcast. We all drink a gallon of milk right before we start recording.
You gotta have her on.
Yeah, I know.
And we go, you need an expert.
But yeah, Midnight Milkshake Podcast.
Hell yeah.
So that's all I've got.
Dope. All right, tap in.
Yeah.
Tap in.
And if you see me at a party, just even if you don't mean it, just tell me you're a fan of my short form video content.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's mm-hmm. I need it.
We're going to tell you that when you come to the party.
And please do.
That'll be the first thing.
And I'll know you're joking. And on some level, though, it'll still be like.
Totally.
It'll still work.
And then we'll be like, that's a clouded person over there.
So. Go get him, Tiger.
My God, well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This was a lot of fun. It was so much fun.
Oh, yeah. Yay. All right. Party on. Hey, guys. Welcome to the after party.
Oh,
my God. Okay. Yeah, this one was so fun.
It was cute.
I'm excited to actually see him at a party on the 8th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got to see him in action.
Yeah, I hope he stays till the middle at least.
He's going to stay to the middle. I think we could put a lot of pressure on him.
We'll put him in the crate if he doesn't.
That's right.
We're bringing the crate to the party.
Oh, you know I always bring the crate to the party.
Yeah, you always bring the crate.
But you never know when you're going to get it.
I'm like, Devin, give me the keys. I got to lock someone up.
As if I would hand you the keys.
Let me have the keys.
Doing it wrong once again. Hey. No, it's chopped and doesn't know how to use your
not
mic.
Chopped. There you go. Let's put that in there. Devin, stop being chopped and use your mic right. You're not chopped.
Abuse it.
You're not chopped. I don't know why I keep saying that. Yeah, no one thinks that.
It's worrisome every time I say that I'm chopped and then everyone rushes to reassure me that I'm not. It's like, wait, I was joking, but am I? Like, it's like,
no, you're really not.
Yeah, like, I'm sure you're going to find someone. Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is because when you say anything like that, people like, well, they all know you're not chopped. So they are saying that. But people are just, you know, there's a lot of care in the world.
It makes me feel like I actually am.
Everyone thinks you're hot. You have never once, no one in the world has ever said you're chopped. It's true.
To my face.
Oh my god. All right, how was your week?
It's fine. It's been stressful. A stressful week getting back into LA.
Here's the thing is we miss New York bad.
We miss it so. We got some cuties, got some sweethearts back home.
We're tearing it up there. And I come back to LA dry as a bone here. Nothing is happening.
Well, I haven't gone out yet. My life has just been pure stress. I have not stepped out of the house. I got this sort of leads to my window for this week.
What?
I got really bad food poisoning from Erewhon.
Oh, hey.
But I got in return a gift card.
Okay, see, this is, my stomach feels sick. Can I have some free stuff? How much for the gift card?
They haven't told me yet. They are trying to call me right as we are doing this. So okay. I'll have to call them back when we get off.
Wait, take the call. Let's hear it. Live call from Erewhon.
They've been really nice. The meatballs at Erewhon. I probably shouldn't put them on blast because they've actually been really nice about
it. No, we love Erewhon. If they want to sponsor us, hey.
Yeah.
You've been having a lot of medical emergencies. What's going on with your body?
I know. I think that I'm a frail girl.
Oh, you're so genteel.
I know.
And frail.
I know. And you would think that would make me more desirable.
Yeah, men love a girl who's sick.
I'm sick
frail.
All the time. You'd get sickly. To take care of me all the time.
Because they do love a damsel in distress, famously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah. That's why my last relationship was so healthy, because we were also like really like laid up all the time.
Because you were ill.
Yeah.
Please. It's like me on ketamine. Hey, always be feeling sick in front of men and they'll want to protect you.
Yeah.
That's
I need a lot of support. I think because I don't sleep, I get a lot of immune system issues. And
that's it.
Also, I do take a lot of risk with what I eat. I will say that. I think I get more food poisoning than the average girl.
Taco Bell.
I do be eating like shrimp that's left out overnight and sushi.
Why am I sick again?
Huh. I will say I get food poisoning probably 5 or 6 times a year. And I think that's
girl.
It seems like more than the average person.
I'm getting like once a year, if that.
Right. But, you know, they say if you don't get food poisoning at least 5 times a year, you're not really a wild woman.
Yep. Famous quote. That's what they say. Huh. Well.
And nasty food. I was double dragoning until 7. Until 7 a.m.
Double dragging.
I was so tired yesterday. Feeble.
You're doing great today.
Thank
you.
Really,
you locked in.
Yeah,
what got you back?
Not double dragoning.
I don't like that term. Because it's like trying to make, like, it sounds like it should be sexy. And then you're like, wait, ew. It's gross. Man, all right,
it was big in college. You know, we drink a lot and be double dragging all the time.
I'm picturing you're throwing up and you're shitting.
Okay. What else would it be?
Okay, well, awesome. My walls that I really want to take photos with Santa Claus, like I did in the past. I like got a gown and like make a whole thing of it. Mm. But I got those photos for free because they were doing like a Hallmark like promo thing. Now it's $80 to take a photo with Santa.
Yeah, that's outrageous.
Are you kidding me?
That's regular. That's headshot rates.
I better be able to use this photo professionally. It's just going to go on my Instagram to bomb. Like, I don't think so.
Yeah. Those standards hate to see a girl like you come up because you're so demanding in a shoot, too. Like,
I'll be like,
you're going to get your $80.
Kiss my cheek, Santa. Yeah. And they're like, oh, I can't sit on his lap because I'm an adult. What?
Yeah.
I'm paying $80.
It sounds like an assault.
Let me spank him, you know?
Don't spank the Santa.
Well, for $80? Come on. Shoot.
Mike was asking off air how much you think the Santas make.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Probably like not that much.
Yeah. And then Robert said it's because they're really replaceable, which I thought was dark.
Look, old man, I know you need a job. You'll accept this $7.15 an hour. Mm-hmm. No. Bleak. What's your, that was your wall. What's your window?
That was my window, is the gift card.
Oh, not so double dragoning be damned. I'm feeling good.
My life is so challenging right now that the gift card, that wasn't even the worst thing that happened to me
after being sick. Right. And what's your wall?
The other really bad thing that happened to me this week was you were in a 5-hour movie. You watched.
That was my window.
Well, I'm going to beat you to it.
I went to the Kill Bill. Okay, my window is that I my window is your wall. I went to the Kill Bill double feature at the Vista. Turns out you can go to the Vista even if you're not dating a guy. I thought you could only go to the Vista if a guy takes you there and is yes, like, let me show you like this movie.
That's why I thought I'd never been. That's why.
I know. I you can go alone. Yeah. Okay. So I had a really nice time. I got a coffee and a scone for the first movie. Then intermission. I went to the bathroom.
You went all alone? I thought you... Oh, well.
I went alone. And then... And then intermission happens. I got a hot dog and a soda, and then the movie ended, and then I had a cigarette. It was like a perfect day.
Meanwhile, I was going through something really emotionally stressful, and I was like pacing back and forth. Elle's usually quite accessible to me. I was pacing back and forth in my room. I was like, why won't she answer? Oh, she's in that stupid fucking double screening. She's in a 5-hour screening of Kill Bill.
It was a Kill Bill double feature. I've never seen it. I left the theater twice to answer your call. Okay, so I... Don't say that I'm not accessible. I'm on that phone.
Okay, so you weren't accessible in the way that I expect you to. As
it was the climax of the film. Co-host. It was the climax of the film.
So stressed out.
I paid $18.50 to see this.
We were also supposed to watch another 3-hour film. We were supposed to watch 2001: A Space Odyssey that our friend was screening at Vidiot. And
yeah, I was gonna have a movie day.
And we texted this in the group chat, and everyone was like, "Is Elle okay? That's like you're gonna watch 10 hours of film today."
I had a great time.
I was like, my girl's built different.
Yeah, the cinema, it's just a beautiful medium. I don't know if people are
talking about. You're watching a movie that came out 20 years ago. And
goes to the Vista once alone without a guy. Yeah, so I'm like a real cinephile now. Mm-hmm. No, because like that's the thing like I would do with guys is they'd take me to the Vista. And I was like, I guess like it's just a guy thing. And then, no, I'm the guy now.
I'm my dad.
I guess I'm
just
my dad.
Just say it once.
I'm not my dad.
It feels so good to say it.
I don't want to say it. No, I'm the man, but I'm not a dad.
I think those could be our first Party God shirts. I'm my dad. I'm my dad.
Party God merch, I'm my dad. Okay. Tap into the podcast, I'm my dad. Sure.
You guys like it.
What's your, Lou is being so sweet. What's your, wait, that's your, that's your wall is that I had a nice time by myself?
Yeah. Yeah, you weren't accessible to me when I needed you.
I called you immediately after. We talk all the time. We're in constant communication.
Again, we talked about this before. I don't really have this relationship with like other people, even like other best friends, even people that I'm very intimate with. We're always talking, and so I have this like, oh, I need my fix. I'm like, I need to talk to Elle about this. I'm like, we need to like sort it out.
Sorry, babe. I was doing my own thing.
Up on the roof.
Daddy's in the movie.
Oh, I got another nail. These ugly nail walls. They're my ugly nails.
They're really cute.
I hate them.
No, I like them. I honestly, they look just like the photo, except less milky.
No, so. I showed Elle the reference photo that they were supposed to look in. The reference photo, real milky nails. Really beautiful, milky nails. And this woman did not give me what I wanted. And she also cut me with her drill. The little scary thing. Yeah.
Well, don't go there again. Well, also, you should ask me where you should get your nails done.
Yeah, well, where were we? We were in New York.
We weren't in constant communication.
That's the problem.
I wasn't accessible to you, to tell you.
I stayed in New York and you went back to LA. Which and that's sucked. Where things went wrong.
Oh, also another wall was my FOMO that you were hanging out with the guy I hooked up with in New York.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, my New York boyfriend and my best friend are hanging out.
You're
like,
best friends now?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Talking about me, probably.
That's what you asked me 5 times. What did we talk about? Was like, it me?
What did you say? I sent you a hot photo of me and I said, show him this. Did you show him?
No.
What the hell? So just make sure to show him this hot pic.
I'm not trying to be involved in whatever you guys is weird. Like, this is like a kink thing. It's like, I'm not kink. The messenger. I delivered it's the message. Kink. I went to the bar where he works and said, Elle misses you. And I've done my job.
Yeah. I miss him.
We stirred things up over there. We feel like we stirred up like a lot of like drama.
We did. Well, that's just part of the Party God way.
And that's all we'll say on that.
We're just socializing and being sweet girls. And I guess some people have a problem with that.
Right. And the hard thing is when you pull up in a city and you're talking to people and you don't know the dynamics that exist already, you don't know who's like talking to who or who's dating who. So you're just talking being a party god.
We're LA,
and
baby.
You're like, I didn't know that I was talking to your situationship.
Sorry. Like, I didn't know.
What was
I
supposed to know?
I just got here.
Put a label on it.
Put a label on it. How about that?
How about that?
You know what? How about everyone label their situationship right now? Text them and say, what are we? You know what? Anytime I've ever said to a guy, what are we? It's like, it makes a man like shrivel up.
I know.
It, like, they're like, they I hear know. That. And I feel like they're like skin wrinkle, like a dehydrated apple. And I'm like,
I know.
I'm just confused.
But you have to say it. I have to say it compulsively. I have to know.
Because I gotta know. I gotta
know.
Women be labeling. I need something
it just sells
concrete.
Me. I'm like, it's not a crazy thing to ask. I just want to know so I know if it's casual.
We're having sex raw. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not doing that. I'm wrapping it up. But it's like we're being intimate with each other.
Yeah. Right.
You're gonna
I just need to know what
forehead?
To file this in my brain. I'm fine and normal. I'm not going to be
if
crazy
you say, hey,
unless you make me think we're in a different box.
If you're like, well, I don't know. Maybe we'll like figure it out. I'm like, God. But if they're like, no, like literally just casual. It's all I can do. I'm like, cool.
Brilliant. Love that.
Got it.
Hell yeah.
It's the gray area.
Yeah.
That makes us crazy.
Yeah.
Not me, though. I'm like super chill and normal about that.
And part of the problem is like, what are we? And I ask that in the context of like, are we going to use a condom or not? So of course they're like, no, I feel like
so are we
like,
raw?
I feel like we're purely serious, is what they always say. Like, yeah, I feel like
well, if we're raw, then we're married.
They say that we're serious so that they can go raw.
So they can go raw, right. And then they're like, actually,
yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, we're seeing like five other people.
Yeah. All right. Well, those are our windows and walls.
It's rough out there. It's kind of a sad one.
Yeah. Anyway, hell yeah, guys, so sick.
You got to come up with something
I know,
to encourage the audience. They have to leave feeling good after
okay,
every
okay,
episode.
Okay, okay. Confront your situationship.
Yeah.
All right.
I looked at the mic instead of the camera, which I think scared
yeah.
me.
Yeah. Confront your situationship. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Like and subscribe.
Yeah.
And comment. Give us 5-star reviews.
Yeah. Some of you guys, we read the comments and they're really nice.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to the person who called us alt baddies.
And the person that said that they were gooning to us.
Yeah, you know, maybe keep that one a secret, but like, that's cool. If you goon to us, hey, what can you do? We put it out there. Who knows what people are going to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. That's your God-given right, as far as I'm concerned. What were the other ones? Someone said that, someone said, I wish I'm like paraphrasing, but they were like the combination of Devin's adorable voice talking about milk.
They really like you talking about milk.
Yeah.
Which.
And then they said a nice thing about my dog.
You do have an adorable voice, but when milk comes in, it sounds very shrill to me.
Rating?
Once that milk comes in, I'm like, ow, ah. But no, you do have a very beautiful voice.
When I went to the Erewhon, they were like, when I told them I had the food poisoning, they were like having to pull up the receipts and they were like, you purchased a lot of milk. I was like,
also, you're buying milk from Erewhon? It's yeah. like unpasteurized,
like,
no, raw
like the regular
milk.
Stuff. It's like organic.
Okay.
I don't get the like raw milk.
Yeah, scary. I'm scared of that.
Yeah, it's got so
very Amish,
chunky.
Ew. Okay, gross. I shouldn't gag into the mic. That's not what people want. All right, guys, thank you so much for listening to Party God. We're always back on milk, to my dismay. But
yeah, all right, sneak in there.
We'll see you guys next time. Party on.
Party on.